Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.
Anyone that missed it, you can always do the replay by just logging on to blogtalkradio.com/familyhealingcircle. I am Angela Hardy. I am your host of Total Empowerment. I am also the South owner and Apple Wellness Holistic Day Spa. We're located at 519 North Charles Street, where finally it's all about you. I'll tell you more about that wonderful establishment a little later. But today, we are going to discuss the power of our words and thoughts. The power of our words and thoughts. Now, this topic here, you know, well, y'all know how I do. I like to call in already. I have two callers on the switchboard. Callers, if you're calling to talk on the air, you need to press 1. If you're just calling to listen, that's fine too, but if you don't press 1, I won't know to pick up the call. So this topic here, the power of our words and thoughts, this topic for me, it's bittersweet. And when I say bittersweet, I would like to elaborate in saying power that you have and just being selective of your words and your thoughts. But you know what's kind of making the bitter part? That was the sweet part. The bitter part is a lot of us don't know it. A lot of us don't believe it. And a lot of us don't apply it. So when you have this knowledge of how powerful you are and how your words and your thoughts can manifest great things, or manifest not so great things. It works both ways. There is not a one side to this. It brings forth the attention of how many people don't practice this. And so what I said I would like to do today, coming off that last topic that we have, I'm not talking about no relationship stuff today. I can't do it today, y'all. Y'all know that's too much for me. I can't do that too much in a row. But what we're going to talk about today, because we are Total Empowerment, we do look forward to empowering and growing together, both man and woman, male and female, can grow from this show. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about our words. We're going to talk about our thoughts. We're going to talk to some callers. We're going to talk to some people that have made some changes in their lives, and we're going to find out what kind of differences that they make. Are going to explore how we think, why we think, and how we can change it if it needs to be changed. So stay tuned, call us, hold on. I'm going to come right in there. We're going to pick up the lines. We're going to have an on-air conversation, Total Empowerment. I am so excited to be your host. And guess what, y'all? We got a commercial now. Let's go to commercial real quick, and we're coming back and pick up the call.
Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skin care, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
All right, we fancy now. Ooh, we fancy now. And by the way, I was reminded, we have packages starting as low as $105. So the commercial said $120, but since then we've made a change. We've got one as low as $105. Where else can you get quality service for that price? All right, let's get back to the show. Total empowerment, the power of your words and thoughts. I want to go straight to callers. I've had callers holding, so you know what? I'm going to go in the order of people holding. Let's see. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to today?
Speaking to Tiffany Griffin, the owner and operator of Curvaceous Photography.
Ooh, Tiffany, we know you. You're one of our regular people, and you helped us out with What is Beauty, our first segment, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that was
Tiffany,
a wonderful segment.
Yes, it was, and they can hear the replay of that if needed. You know what, Tiffany? I wrote some questions up when I was doing the write-up of my conversation today. One of the questions
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to start. Did you get a chance to see that write-up?
No, I didn't, because actually once I saw your text, I was actually en route. I'm kind of like driving,
okay,
and unfortunately.
I'm glad you didn't see it because I like to catch you off guard and see what your authentic answer will be. So, the first question that I asked was, have you ever had a bad day that seemed to only get worse by the minute? Have you ever had that?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Why do you think, tell me about that day. Let's start there. Tell me what happened if it's not too personal. What happened on that bad day that just got worse by the minute?
Well, I got up, my head was already hurting, and I said I should call out from work, I shouldn't go to work, and I went to work anyway. I said, watch, I'm going to go to work, and somebody's going to get on my nerves. Sure enough, somebody got on my nerves, and I said I should go head on home early, because I'm not sick, but I don't feel like it, so that counts for sick. So mm-hmm. I said, nope, I'm just going to go ahead and get myself together, I'm going to stay here at work, but watch, somebody is going to, you know, get on my nerves
mm-hmm.
again. Sure enough,
mm-hmm.
somebody got on my nerves again. But
mm-hmm.
it goes into your subject, you know. I mean, that whole day was horrible, even all the way up until I got home. You know, it was just the drive home. I don't like being on the road at rush hour. These people act crazy. Watch somebody going to almost hit my car. Somebody almost
mm-hmm.
hit my car from the front, almost hit my car from the back. I'm like, and I've learned and I understand that it's not crazy because I actually set those things in motion.
Yes.
I said that it was going to happen. So, you know, an idea starts, you know, a successful dream starts with an idea that starts with a thought that starts with you speaking out and you manifest, you putting it out into the atmosphere. Everything we do is energy. And the energy
right.
that comes through is going to manifest.
Right.
So,
well, wait a minute, Tiffany. Before you go there, I want to break it down because, see, everyone in the audience didn't pick up on what happened. Like, you and I picked up on what happened just now when you described your day, but everyone didn't catch that. So let's break that down for the audience. What you did, you woke up with, did you say a headache? Your head was hurting?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, so you woke
yes,
up with a headache. You woke up with a headache. You already had in mind, oh, man, my head hurts. I don't feel like this. And then you
yep.
you said you pronounced out of your mouth. You said, somebody get on my nerves. And did somebody get on your nerves? Yes. Because when you put that out there, that would follow. So another way that that could have been handled, in my opinion, and I'm sure you would agree with me, because we grow, we mature, and we start to look at things differently. When you woke up and your head was hurt, you know, after maybe acknowledging why your head's hurting and sitting there and saying, okay, making a decision, I'm going to go to work or I'm not going to go to work. And if you say, you know what, Lord, I need to go to work. I need to make some money. And you decide to go to work, then the next thing is to decide to have a great day. Anyone that knows me that's gotten a text message from me or heard my voicemail, I say create a great day. So in order to create a great day, you first have to envision that great day. You first have to decide, I'm going to have a good day. Yeah, my head hurt, but I'm this one, don't worry. I probably just need something to eat, get some water, and I'll be okay. And so then what you say is, I'm going to go to work and have a great day. Somehow, this is going to be a good day. Tiffany, would you agree that would have helped?
It would have helped tremendously. Definitely would have helped. You know, I needed to make a conscious decision to have a great day, and I made a conscious decision to have a bad day, and that's what I had.
Yes, ma'am. Tiffany, tell us who you are, who you represent, and how we can get in touch with you for your services, and then I'm going to go to another call. Because guess what, y'all? We got about 6 callers on hold. I'm trying to call. I know y'all got stuff to say. We all got stuff to talk about. Tiffany, who are you?
I'm Tiffany Griffin, the owner and operator of Curvaceous Photography, where sexy is an attitude, not a size, and you can get the pampering photography experience. And you can reach me at 443-629-0555. You can also go to the website at www.curvaceousphotography.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute your call but leave you on the phone because you're driving, and I want you to hear the rest of this show.
Thank you so much, Angel.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, the power of our thoughts. The second question that I had was, or the second example I gave to give some thought to, have you ever had that gut feeling of knowing something was bound to happen, even though it was absolutely not what you wanted to occur? I know y'all have experienced that. You're like, man, watch I fall out here. It's ice on the ground. Watch I fall. Watch somebody hit my car. Watch this happen. Watch this guy just not be no good. Watch. Y'all know how y'all do, and I'm not just calling to the ladies, so let me flip it. Watch this girl I met be a gold digger. Watch this girl don't want nothing but my money. Watch this happen. You know what I'm saying? Watch I don't get this job, okay? A lot of times when you're saying watch this and I bet you this happened, and then you say I knew that was going to happen, yeah, it happened. Yeah, it happened because that's what you put out there. So, you know, one of the things I practice doing is really saying what I want to have. Something as simple as I don't want to be late. Why say it? What I say is, man, I hope I'll be on time, or I got to get there on time, because that's what I want to focus on. I want to focus on being on time. So, you know, it's little simple changes that we can do to take control of our words and our thoughts, and as a result, it will change our actions. Let's go to the next caller. This caller's been on hold for a while. We're going to pick you right up. Hold on. Let's see. On the air. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, I'm going to put you back on mute. I don't hear you. I'm going to go to the next caller. Hi, caller, you're holding? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, can you hear me?
No, I don't think I can hear you. I can hear you.
Can
I don't
hear
think
you, so I know you can hear
me. Oh, you can? Okay, awesome.
Yes.
I can hear you, but I didn't think you could hear me.
Well, no, initially, caller, we were talking to 3 other people beforehand. Those callers who are still holding, I want to come back to you. Hi, caller. Thanks for holding. Who are you?
I am Zerika Anderson. I am the spa manager and cosmetologist at the wonderful Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
Yes, awesome. Now, Zerika, it's no surprise that you're on this phone. It's no surprise because I asked you to call in. So I want to tell people why I thought it would be a good idea for you to have a conversation with me today on air. Let me just publicly say, Zerika Anderson is one of the best things in sliced bread, just in general, as a person, as a manager of Simple Wellness here in Day Spa, as a cosmetologist. Now, Zerika, if I'm correct, you've been at Simple Wellness for about 2 years now?
Almost three.
Okay. See, I have long-term team members, y'all. That's how we do at Simple Wellness. Nevertheless, I remember when Zerika came, she didn't have as much of a positive outlook as she does now. Now, Zerika, you can disagree with me, but this is my perception. She was a very sweet person. Let me just give my summary of it. She was a very sweet person, very caring, very kind, very helpful. However, life sometimes gives us situations that make us feel scared, worthy enough, or sometimes hopeless in certain situations. Now, she might not have been so far gone to make it like she was just depressed, y'all. I'm not saying she was depressed or anything. However, I've seen Zerika grow within the last 3 years by taking power of her words and her thoughts. I've seen Zerika manifest, and I'm going to use the word manifest depending on what religion you are, depending on how you feel. You may not like that word, but I feel like we manifest our thoughts and our actions and our solutions. So, Zerika, if I'm correct in what I've observed, would you share with the audience, you know, what we say in church, but you give us a testimony of how you've grown in the last 3 years in making small changes that are now habits for you. And give examples, if you would, please.
Anza, I think, you know, you're actually correct. I can definitely say that, you know, I was going through a lot of life changes when I first started at Simple Wellness, and I didn't really have, you know, I didn't even notice how, as you say, I wasn't positive, so I didn't even notice how negative I was being. I was going through a bad breakup. I was becoming a single mom. I had started this new career that I was terrified of screwing up. I was just going on all these adventures in my life. And without realizing it, I kept doubting myself every day. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm not going to make this. I'm not going to make that. I'm not going to be able to do this and that. You know, without remembering specific details, I just remember having self-doubt. And part of my changing was seeing people like you and the different people that I would meet who were positive people would say, you know, I'm going to have a good day. You have a good day. They would say, you know, you will manifest what you speak. You will manifest what it is that you desire. And I didn't pick up a book. I just observed how people would change their lives by changing their thoughts. So I said, I'm going to give it a try myself. And how I really realized I was really in a bad spot is I used my daughter. My daughter was the best thing I could look forward to every day. I would say, if I'm having a bad day, just as long as I see my daughter, I'll be okay. If somebody got on my nerves, no, when I see my daughter, I'm a smile. That was the first time I realized she was my first positive thought. I manifested my good day in her. I put all of my good feelings on her. And I said to myself, well, if I can do it when it comes to her, why can't I do it with anything else? If I say in the beginning when you have zero clients, I'm going to get 2 clients this week. That might not seem like a lot to people, but when you're new, that's a stepping stone. I'm going to get 2 clients this week. 2 people going to walk in and want some type of service from me. And when those 2 people walked in and I realized to myself, oh, my gosh, I manifested that. I said that. It was like, wow, girl, as long as you have the best thoughts for yourself and you speak it and you truly believe it, then it will happen. So it wasn't like a religion for me. It wasn't like, I don't know, some, you know, a bunch of books that I read. It was just being in my own head, not feeling happy, but not wanting to find that happiness in somebody else, I had to find the positivity within me. I had to change my own words. And even not even find it in my child, I had to find it in the way I spoke to people, the people who I might have been having some drama with. I had to turn my outlook on those situations as well. I had to say, this person and I, we're not going to always be arguing. So I had to start to say nice words to them. And I had to start expecting in my head that this conversation is going to go way better than what it normally would. And if I say those things happen. And that's just how I'm still continuing on my journey. I'm not perfect. I still have my days where I have self-doubt and things like that. But I also, in that same day, I give myself a reminder that I've come too far to start self-doubting myself. And I have to keep, you know, praising myself and praising what I want for my future and just keep speaking it.
Yes, I'm sure you have really hit home for some people. You hit home for me just hearing it. I want you to stay on the line with me, Zach. I want you to be my co-host for me tonight. How about that? You in the mood to co-host?
Sure, why not?
Awesome. So what we're going to do is bring in another caller, and we're going to address what some of you are already thinking. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, that positive stuff is fake. I've lived in the real world. I see things for how it really is. I watch the news every day. Yeah, that's the problem right there. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. Let me see if I can grab another caller. Zerika, you hang on with me, okay?
All right.
Okay, caller, thank you so much for holding. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Oh, man, I didn't even know I was on the line. Hey, Angela, how you doing, baby? I finally got on. That's what's up.
Wait a minute. This sounds like somebody I know. This sounds like the Magic Hands. Is this Magic Hands?
Hey, everybody, listen. This is Edward Holloway, massage therapist from Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, and here representing, calling in, saying what's up with the get down.
Yes. Let me say something before we pull you in here, Ed. I want y'all to know, Simple Wellness, we support each other. So, yeah, the last two callers have been Simple Wellness team members. But let me tell y'all something. You are getting to know the awesome team by hearing these callers. Zach, who was the manager, just spoke about the changes he made. Now we're going to talk to Ed. I call him Magic Hands, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I don't even have to say get on the table. You get on the chair, you're climbing to the table because you got to get more. So, Ed, the topic tonight is the power of your words and thoughts. And you know what? I want a real perspective. Because first of all, I had no idea you were on a call, baby. I wouldn't have had you hold it. Let me ask you something, Ed. A real perspective. When I say a real perspective, I see you as someone who is relatable to so many people. I see you as relatable to that. I might sound like an old head talking now, but to the roundaways, you know, the roundaway crew, the hangout guys, you know, the fellas. But
word.
Then I also see you come to Simple Wellness and you're able to, because we have a level of clientele that reaches anywhere from your everyday workers to your politicians. And I'm not to the point where, oh, no, I can't put Ed in front of politicians. He a roundaway. No, I see your balance. And so what I would like to know from a balanced gentleman such as yourself, how in the world do you take control of your words and your thoughts? Because I know you not only see things happening, you've lived in an environment where you had to take control. So without, you know, without going too much more talking, tell us how you deal with it and what's your inner peace on the whole thing?
First off, I want to say everybody that called in, it was excellent talk. Like I was hung on to every word that y'all was talking. So that was excellent. First off, but so when you speak it into the universe, that's when it starts right there. It starts from the speech, and then it starts after that from the action. So if you believe it and you speak it, it's going to happen. You know, I've woke up and everything is wrong. Like, everything is wrong. Like, it will not stop. Like, it go from bad to worse. So I just got to keep within myself and say, hey, man, you wouldn't know what the good days are if you didn't have bad days. So it's like I take the bad days now like as a blessing, because I always tell myself, like, somebody can have it much, much worse. Somebody could not have a job. Somebody could not have a car. Somebody could not have a house to go home to after they been put in like 10 hours of work. So for me, the bad days, I had learned to accept those as, you know, appreciate the good days, because they not all going to be good days. Even if you got all the money in the world, you got all the cars that you want, everything that you want, something is still going to make your day bad. So you always got to remind yourself that some people do have it much worse than what you think your worst is.
I'm going to bring Zach. Are you on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Zach, do you have any questions for Ed?
You know, I've observed Ed, and I can definitely say, I don't know if I have a question, but I definitely have an observation. He's speaking the truth. I have seen Ed, you know, come and smiling, and I might say, how you doing? He'll be like, Z, baby, I'll be all right. He was like, it just is what it is, but I'm going to be okay. So how did you get to that point? I guess that's my question. Did you ever used to have bad days where you just were not able to say it will be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, living in homes with no BG&E, you know what I'm saying, no heat, even being in jail when people were telling you when to wake up, they got to wake you up to stay in your little band. If anybody been in jail, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, it's no freedom in it. You know what I mean? So if you can make it through that without, you know, fighting or getting more time added on to what you already serving, like, it can't get no worse than that. To me, it can't get no worse than me not seeing my kids or me not listening to the music I want to listen to or doing what I do. Y'all know what I do, but you know, I can't do that now. You know what I mean? So yes, that to me is like the worst. It's like you're alive but you're dead.
Wow. So when you're stripped of your freedom, you're literally
right.
Like you said, you're a walking dead. And I thank you so much for calling in. Can you share your information if anybody wants to experience on the? As a matter of fact, we had a testimonial. It's on YouTube. If you go to the Angela Faith Beard Party, that's THEANGELA Faith BEARDHARDY. One of the videos on there says the best massage. She was speaking of Ed. She's been all over the country. She worked with John Singleton, and she's experienced massage from every level. And she put Simple Wellness up there with those in Arizona and other places that she's been. And Ed
Word.
Was her therapist. Ed, so the world wants to know, how did they get on the table?
Well, you can reach me at 443-630-1201. You can call and we can set something up, or you can just walk in at 519 North Charles Street. If I'm not there, the awesome staff down there at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, and I'm not just saying that awesome because I work with them, it's because they are awesome, and they was awesome before I started working there, because I hunted Angela down and haunted and haunted and haunted until I got my job.
Oh, that's another topic, y'all. We're going to bring Ed back on here, and the topic going to be, if you want a job, dock the boss, all right?
Amen.
I'm going to put you back on mute, sweetheart, so you can continue listening through the phone, and who knows, we might pull you back in here. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right, Zach, I'll tell you, these lines are hot today. I'm just going to go to the next call and see how that works out for us.
Sounds good.
Caller, you've been holding for 20-something minutes. Hi, caller, you're holding. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Robin Thorne, author Robin Worrell Thorne, Miss Angela.
Woo! Look at this! Y'all just surprising me calling in. See, I just love y'all. Y'all know I love to talk, but y'all know I love to talk to other people more than myself. So thank you so much, Robin. What's up, girl?
enjoying the talk tonight. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm so happy that I was able to catch up with you tonight and get on.
Robin, before you start, I got to tell the people, you calling in is going to be amazing to some folks because you've had some experiences that I know you wrote about in your book, and we will tell the people about your book. But you've had some experiences.
Yes, ma'am.
That
yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You hear me okay?
Can you hear me?
Robin?
Oh, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can hear me okay? Okay. So,
yes,
Robin, I was just telling the audience, you've had some experiences that would have taken the average person to their knees. I've literally observed a few of them myself where I said, how in the world did she do it? So,
oh, thank
if you don't mind, girl, please, that's the truth. If you don't mind, please be transparent, be open and honest, and share your story because I'm telling you, it is amazing to me that you called in tonight because I know there's someone that's going to hear your story and their life is going to be changed in a matter of minutes. So I'm going to be quiet, Robin, and just give us a synopsis. Now, mind you, we got 5 more callers now, but
okay.
And just be transparent if you don't mind, because it's going to help somebody grow.
Sure. So I'm gonna be really quick. So to be raised in a family that is very tight knit, and to your mom is saved and she knows the Lord, and your dad might be on the other side of the fence, but you feel like you're doing everything right and you're trying your best to live right, and to go through rape and domestic violence, to have my jaw broken by my son's father, who, you know, the family loved so much, who would ever thought to get me behind a closed door and break my jaw because I wasn't going to use my car. And then after we broke up and to be by myself living in an apartment and to get raped and by a stranger. And then to go through that and to transition from that and meet someone that I thought would be my lifelong husband until death do us part, and to marry him and have him die 6 years later of a heart attack at 38 years old. And then to get through that, and every time I went through something, I went to my parents for help, went to mommy for help, went to daddy for help. But after he died, mom developed an illness where she had an aneurysm. So she died because of the aneurysm. And so then I developed cancer, breast cancer. And I went through cancer and then cleared that and then got a stage of lymphoma. So went through that and went through chemo for that. And them telling my family that I wasn't going to make it, and I made it through that all because of my dad. He was taking me to chemo. He was there for me. Anything I needed, he was a match as far as donating blood. And then for him to die, and all along found out after receiving letters in the mail, he had cancer the whole time I had it, but he didn't get any treatment or any help because he wanted to use all the energy he had to take care of me. So he saw me going through chemo and how sick I was, and he said he wouldn't do it because both of us can't be sick together because I needed him. So he ended up dying. So to go through all that and to still try to work and take care, you know, be a single mother and to raise my son and to be able to just move forward and smile every day and, you know, I just hold it all in. People say she's always happy, she's got it going on, and not realizing all that I was holding in, which brought me to writing a book to release it. And I have not been free from all that until I wrote the book last year and to talk about it. And if I don't make a dime off the book, if it saves someone else's life and it helps someone else to know that they can make it over, then it's well worth it. And that's my story.
What's the name of that book?
It's called How We Made It Over. We Are Free.
How We Made It Over, We Are Free. How do people get their hands on that book?
Oh, sure. They can email me at rworel1@jhmi.edu, or give me a call at 443-804-8971. The book is also in Barnes & Noble, and it's on Amazon.com. I prefer you get it from me because you get an autographed copy, and I will get some proceeds from it. I currently ran in my trunk. I'll deliver them to you.
So let's make sure they have that information, How We Made It Over. This is Robin, one of the authors, and her contact number is 443-8. Robin, it sounds like you're in a little bit of a rush. Can I just say one thing to you?
sure.
Every time I see Robin, and I've known you now since 2000, and since 2000, every time I see you, you had a smile here.
Thank you,
Jesus. Whether you were currently going through chemo, whether,
yeah.
whether I mean, even at the funeral, because I attended the funeral. I remember that when you lost your husband and he was only 38 years old.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even at the
yeah.
funeral, you had a smile. Now, it wasn't a big cheesy grin. I'm not saying she's crazy, y'all. She feels her emotions. However,
but
there was a subtle smile on her face, and it was a warm greeting as we did the reception. Like, I will never forget that. So tell you, if this lady can overcome the things that she has overcome, they understand. Because I know we got some people on the line that are very religious, and they don't hear me saying God, and they don't hear me saying, you know, to God be the glory and some other things. They understand. That's a given. That is a given with you, okay? So if you hear me say God, if you hear me say universe, if you just hear me commend you as a person, then we're giving all honor and thanks to the higher being. Some may call God, Allah, Jehovah.
Yes.
But what I can say is the strength that she has in her, has to come from something that is bigger than her. And
thank
Robin,
you.
I'm speaking about like you're not on the phone because I want you to understand. You never know how people are watching you, and I know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched you. I mean, you know, I've watched you now for 15 years from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
For 15 years,
right.
overhearing some of the things that you're going through and seeing some of it, and now getting back in touch with you. It's amazing. You are amazing, and you are the epitome of someone that takes control of their thoughts and their words, and someone that speaks positivity in their life despite. And I love you, Robin, and thank you for calling.
I love you more. And if I could just say to the people on the line, watch the company you keep. Watch the company you keep. The naysayers. Somebody said, oh, you're not going to pull through that. Or, oh, my goodness, girl, I don't see how in the world you do that. Or, I don't see how in the world. We all were created with a purpose and a plan. So if it's my plan to have these trials, to have a testimony, as long as I'm walking in my plan, no, I didn't want to be raped. But God used me so I could show someone else. Think about being raped and have no disease. Did not get pregnant. I was, you know, ovulating at that time. Didn't get not even a small little itchy disease. Didn't get anything. I could be HIV. I could be whatever. But God used me for a purpose. So if it can help anybody, I say thank you, God, for what I've been through. If it's going to help someone else not to be able to go through it.
You can't say that, y'all. You can't say that, y'all. Robin. Oh, I forgot I had a call tonight. Wait a minute, John, do you have anything to say to Robin?
Robin, I want you to know there are some things in your story that I've experienced, whether it was personally to me or someone who is very close to me. And, you know, the biggest thing I usually tell them is that, you know, you can make it through. So to hear you say it, you made it through, whether they're currently going through it or it's something in the past, it's really wonderful to know. And bless you. And I can't wait to read that book.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
If you can't get a hold of Robin at 443-804-8971, call Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. You can ask for me, Angela Hardy, the owner. That number is 410-483-9355. We will make sure you get a book. If anyone out there says, hey, I can't catch or whatever, we will make sure that your books get out there, Robin. So thank you so much. I don't know if you're listening through the phone, so I'm just going to put you on mute and you drop the call if you need to, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Woo! This is a powerful show, y'all. I mean, like I said, callers, I see you holding. Hang on in there with me because I want to hear what you have to say. But I have to take a moment just to say, you know, it's amazing what we as individuals can do. It's amazing. Now, I know you've heard the fact that we don't use, I think we only use like 10% of our brain, if that. We don't use much of our brain power. You know, I know you've heard just different situations where people will themselves to something, where they might have got a diagnosis, and what they did was just kind of watch movies that will make you laugh and be lighthearted, and just kind of send minds out of the slump. And next thing you know, they went back and they couldn't find that previous diagnosis or disease that they might have said they had. Now, to all those people who haven't quite gotten to that point where you can see yourself being this positive, where you say, are you serious? Can you stop being that Pollyanna person that you are? Can you stop saying the glass is half full and the sun is shining? To all of those people who aren't there, because we're all at different levels, and there's no judgment. There is no judgment. So for those people who see things a little differently than what I'm saying, or who, frankly, I may bother them or I may get on their nerves, because I've had that too. You happy. It's always happy. What's wrong with you? Don't you live in the same world I live in? Yes, I do. But I choose to focus on the good. There's a lot of good going on in this world. Now, will you know that if you're watching the news? Will you know that if you're looking at the fights on Facebook? Will you know that if you are absorbing all the negativity? You know, one of the things that I tell my daughter is there's more good than bad out here. So 9 times out of 10, you're going to come across more good people than you do bad people. But the bad people get the publicity. And so all I'm saying is change your focus, change your perspective, change your mind, change your world. That's what I'm telling you. You can change it. It does not have to stay in this whole negative attitude. Yes, they are. I'm not living in a bubble where I don't see the real world, but I live in a bubble just enough to survive and function and be happy in this world, because this world, we're here to be happy. We're here to have our desires of our heart. We're not here to be miserable. We're not here to be frustrated. We're not here to live in fear. No, who wants to do that? Why in the world would we be put on this beautiful earth to be miserable, to live in fear, and to be disgusted on a daily basis? So before I go on by my tangent, I'm going to get this call that's been holding, and hopefully, caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, so going on to the next caller, let's see. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Angela, it was just me calling back because I had to hear what the young lady had to say, and I even got in at the part with the cancer, and I was overwhelmed, so I was just calling back to get back to the show.
I'm sorry. Okay, who was this again? Tiffany?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so y'all got to bear with me because I don't know. Y'all know the sister Dave's cell phone. I know my mama's phone number, and I know Simple Wellness phone number. I know my daughter's phone number. I know my cousin's phone number, and I know my own phone number. After that, everything looks the same. So, Tiffany, I'm going to put you back on me, sweetheart, and keep on listening, okay?
I sure will.
All right, I think we got all the callers. I'm going to double-check to see. Paula, are you waiting to join in on the conversation?
This is Erica.
This is Erica? No.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, anywho, Erica, this is you and I then. This is this last call. I picked up a third call, but they're not saying anything, so maybe they just want to listen anyway. So let me read their call as well. So, Erica, it's just you and I, sweetheart. How do you think the show's going so far?
I think it's going wonderfully. It's so good to hear different people's life experiences and different perspectives, and to know that, you know, you're not crazy trying to be positive in your thinking, and that it doesn't mean that you're not a realist. It doesn't mean that you are, you know, not facing, you know, the problems that you're experiencing. It means that you have just decided to not let it absorb you and turn you bitter or break you.
Erica, since you've been on this journey, and I think life is a journey, since you've been on this journey, did you have some friends kind of fall by the wayside? Did you have some people that you called friends, and then as you started to grow apart? Did that happen to you?
Yes, but not because they said anything negative about not growing, but because I just realized I can't have them in my space. Not because I don't love them. Yeah.
What was the reason that you couldn't have him in your space? What did you feel was happening?
I find that, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm still in the process of still learning how to have positive thinking or how to have thinking that helps me to get through situations without negativity. I think it's because if they aren't having, we all have friends who, when you're having a bad day or somebody did something to you, they got your back. They're going to say, oh, we're going to do this to that person and bump this person and just leave the situation. But they say in such a negative tone that sometimes you can fall back into thinking the same way that they do. So it's easier because you can be strong, but you're not going to always be able to overcome the way they think, to just not tell them about situations. But what's the point of having that person if they can't be there for you? So sometimes it's just better to let go. Don't mean you don't love them. It just means that maybe you've outgrown them.
Wow. And you know that, as I said before, there's balance needed in anything that you do, in everything. And so even in being positive, I just want to share my story a little bit. You guys know I always wind up telling y'all some of my business while I'm on here. Every month I'm telling y'all my business. I don't know why I keep torturing myself telling y'all my business. But nevertheless, I love it. So at one point, I worked in hospice. And for those of y'all that don't know, hospice is a organization. I mean, it's more than one type of hospice, but hospice is where people go toward their dying days. Bobby Christina was just in hospice. And what it is it allows that dying person to transition in comfort. And so my job was to promote the hospice industry. I was with two different companies at various times. And so my role was to go out and pretty much recruit. I mean, that sounds probably the wrong word and a little insecure, but that's what my role was. I would make connections with doctors and nurses so that when there was someone that was terminal or there was someone that was, you know, facing death, they would call me, I would come and get the referral, and then I would meet with the family or the patient, depending on the patient's condition. I would explain the services, and I would be the first point of contact for help for that person's dying. Okay? So that was my job. Every day, all day, I'm dealing with people dying. So that means I go into the nursing home and this lady's been married to her husband for 57 years and now he's dying. That means I go to the hospital and this mother is there crying because her son is on his deathbed from a gunshot wound. Nobody knew what was going on. That means, you know, that daughter who has to bury her dad, who she's seen suffer for years with alcoholism, and now he has something on his liver and now he's dying. Someone who's up the liver or end-stage liver and all that good stuff. Not just all that stuff. So I say all that to say my role was constantly to be in a state of mortality, in a state of supporting those people who were facing mortality, hands-on or close to neck. So when you do that every day, all day, and that's how you earn your living, it's more rewarding for me as the employer or employee at that time, excuse me, it's more rewarding as the employee than it was probably for the family, because for loved ones, it gave me a strong appreciation for not sweating the small stuff. But what it also did, what it also did was allow me to see everything as the small stuff. So I started to suppress my other emotions. I started to not allow myself to feel hurt, disappointment, anger, fear, frustration, guilt, pain of any sort, where I started to silence my feelings. I silenced my emotions, my heart, and I compared everything to life and death. So I was married at the time, and let's say something happened within my household. You know what I would say? Zarka. I would literally say, well, we're still living. You know, that was how it went. You know, I would look at everything from a life or death situation. I've dealt with, you know, infidelity before, and I would look at it from the standpoint of it could be worse. We can get through this. Now, granted, that's true. I don't take that away from me. I'm a very strong person. I've overcome a lot. But what I learned was that there is a difference, and there is a balance needed in having power of your words and your thoughts, in having a positive outlook on life, in having a upbeat perception of things, and not be in denial of the truth. Did y'all hear what I said? You cannot be in denial of the truth. So let's give that example that Tiffany started with. She woke up. She had a headache. She didn't feel like going to work. She knew somebody was going to get on her nerves. And she spoke all of that and went to work. Truth is, her head did hurt. Okay? We're not saying, oh, act like you don't have a headache. No, please, people, if you don't feel good, figure out why. I'm more of an herbal type of person. I'm not really one that's going to tell you to go get the Tylenol. I'm probably going to tell you to figure out why your head is hurting and then do that. Do you need some water? Because a lot of times dehydration will help. Well, dehydration will be the cause of headache. Sometimes peppermint oil rubbing it on your temples will take away and relieve the headache. Sometimes you just need to eat. You know, we walk around so busy, we forget to eat. So instead of me telling you go get Tylenol and aspirin, I'm going to say, well, why does your head hurt? Did you get up too soon when you woke up? Did you not get enough rest? Okay. So I'm not saying deny yourself, hey, my head is really hurting, and I need to figure out why. Okay, I'm not saying that something ails you in the middle of the room and say, oh, nothing hurts, nothing hurts, nothing hurts. No, y'all, I'm not doing that. So please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, from the moment you make the decision that, okay, my head hurts, but I'm going to push on, you then make the decision to have a great day. And the way that you can make the decision to have a great day, you can do it in multiple ways. One of the ways is just saying, you know what, I'm going to have a good day regardless. I am deciding to have a great day in this very moment. Another thing that you can do is to sit down and envision your day. Sit down, meditate. Okay, you can meditate, close your eyes, and just say, you know what, I'm going to sit still for me. And I'm going to me, praying is asking God to stop. Meditating is visualize or vision. I'm hardly going to kill because I know I probably used the wrong one. But when you do your visioning technique, one of the things that you can do is sit down and envision what you want to see today. For me, sometimes my day starts off where I close my eyes and I sit still. And I see my clients coming in with big smiles, on time, and better than planned. Happy to see me. I'm happy to see them. I see my staff members busy doing what they love to do in their own trade. I see that door opening and closing with walk-ins and inquiries about our business. I see the energy in the room. I feel the energy in the room, and it feels so good. It's just everybody's upbeat. Everybody's on one accord. Everybody's helping. Nobody has not my job attitude. We don't do that at Simple Wellness. But I see that happen, and I feel it, and I create that day. And y'all know what? It happens. You know, so, you know, I know some of the old folks about, oh, she's talking that hokey-pokey and witchcraft, and I was told it was a cult. No, y'all, I'm not in no cult. It's not no hokey-pokey. It's not no witchcraft. We are just powerful human beings. And we can take control of our thoughts, which will take control of our actions. Something as simple as just saying, I want to be on time today. Instead of saying, I hope I'm not late. I hope you're not late either. Stop talking about it. That's simple. All right? So that's my little spiel. Let's see what this call is at. So it looks like we got more callers coming in. Hopefully they'll hear me on this one. Let's see.
Sounds great.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing? This is Reverend Arlene. How you doing?
Hello, Reverend Arlene. I'm doing well. Thank you for calling in. I know you have something that you can tell us tonight.
Well, I was just going to listen in, but if from what you were talking about what was it? I am in total agreement about what you what you were saying about the about getting yourself ready in meditation and that being a place where, you know, you begin to listen to what source is saying to you. And also, I think the one thing that I would like to add is when you are in that place of meditation, I think that it is a good thing to actually allow yourself to be in alignment and make that a conscious choice, and that that it's really important.
Be in alignment and make a conscious choice. Some people don't know what that means.
Okay. So when I talk about being in alignment, what I'm saying is, you know, what is the vibration? What does the vibration feel like to me? Or what does it feel like in my body when I am in alignment with God? Or I prefer to use the word source of creation. But when I am in that place, especially during meditation, I make a conscious choice to say, okay, I'm getting to that point where, you know, I'm making a conscious choice and or through my intention, but I'm making a conscious choice to, what does that feel like to me? What does that feel like to me, and how does it feel? And I notice that it really does shift me out of where I had been into a different place. There is something extremely noticeable about being in that place of being in alignment with the source of creation and getting into that feeling place, in order to be, I guess you could say, to have those more of those synchronistic moments where you're going out into the world and you're having the thought, and then you have, like, not too long afterwards, you have that experience. And when you begin to do that and continue to do that as an ongoing thing, it becomes sort of your state of being. But it is something that you have to continually work at and to continually practice in order to be in that place of being in that conscious state of creating, being in that state of being in alignment with Source.
I agree. Reverend Arlene, is there any services that you would like to people, would you like to offer people today?
Certainly. I do readings as well as spiritual consulting, and people can reach me at www.healingparadigms.com. That's HealingParadigms.com, or they can give me a call at area code 240-343-2590.
Thank you so much, Reverend Arlene. Well, you called in to listen, but thank you for chiming in and sharing that insight. And why I had you on the line, I'm going to give the line up later, but Reverend Arlene, thank you so much. I just want to say that Reverend Arlene is one of the wonderful hosts here on Family Healing Circle, and she'll actually be on next week. Her and Reverend Harvey, they do a relationship show the second Thursday of the month. So I'll give more information towards the end of the show. But this topic, Zach, is just so good. It is 7 o'clock. But you know what, Zach? I want to hang out a little bit longer. Are you in the mood?
I'm good. I'm here.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this little fancy commercial we have. And then on the other side of the commercial, we're going to come back and have more discussion.
Sounds great.
In the historic area, Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skin care, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
All right, and we're back, we're back, we're back. Sarika.
Angela.
One of the things that I want to touch on is kind of what Reverend Arlene mentioned. She said the word feel, that you have to feel this, you want to feel this way. She references the word feelings and this feeling or being aware of your feelings a few times. Zach, I'm going to put you on the spot with a question.
Okay.
Why do you think a lot of people ignore their feelings, or their gut feeling? Why do you think a lot of do that? Or do you think a lot of people do that? Let me start there. Do you think a lot of people ignore their gut feeling or whatever it may be? It may be, I know I shouldn't deal with this person. I know I shouldn't get married to this guy. I know I shouldn't take this job. I know I should, why, you know I should do this. Why do you think a lot of people will ignore their internal warning, the internal alarm clock, the internal warning, and continue to do something that they know is not right, or do not say, I should do this because it feels right, and not having the understanding of why? And let's say if they say, well, you know, what do you think about this? I think it's a good idea. Why? It feels right. Why is it right? It just feels right. Why do you think a lot of people lack that that intuition, or they don't listen to that?
You know, Angela, I don't know if I can speak for everybody, but I can tell when I have not followed my intuition or that feeling, as you say, or what I 100% knew to be right, it's usually when I don't trust myself. Or trust what I'm thinking, or trust what I believe I know. I've fallen in the trap where as I might need everybody's advice first before I make a decision. And the sad part is sometimes you trust more so what you're taught is common sense, or when you get with a group of people and you get their advice, or you get one person's advice, and then you put it all together, and then you take out the bits and pieces that you want. You'll trust that sometimes more than just trusting what you're trying to tell yourself. And I know that sometimes when I fail to trust me, I fail in making the right decisions for me. So sometimes you just got to stop. You got to think about what you want and what would be good for you. It could be from what you're going to eat that day to what bank you want to use to if you want to talk to this person, if you want to start dating this person, if you want to marry someone, what you're doing for your children. You know, especially what you're doing for your children. We get advice from everybody before we'll trust ourselves first, you know. I think you just really have to learn to trust.
Well, how do we get to that point, Zach? Let me play this the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get to the point where I'm not looking at the negative amount in my bank account? I'm not focused on how hard everyone said it would be for me to work two jobs, go to school, and raise a family. I'm not acknowledging the challenge that it would be for me to relocate, even though I feel in my gut it's for me to move to another state and start over and rebuild and hit that reset button. How do I get to the point where I can ignore the facts and say, you know what, facts don't matter? Because the reality of it is that my future and my destiny is already there. It just needs to be uncovered. Like, I know it's coming. I'm just waiting for y'all to see. How did you get to that point? How did you personally get to the point where you can ignore some of the current situations to know that bigger and better is right there, and to know that everything works out for your good. Even those things that don't feel so good, those things that may hurt, bring you to your knees, head, you're crying, y'all know how that love makes you feel. But that too is for your good journey now of being better.
I don't ignore. I have to face the facts, and that's really me personally. The more I ignore, say, I had my funds or my where you're living, where you're moving to, your career, the more I ignore, the more it gnaws at me. So I don't try to ignore. I try to take the situation head on, get the facts, and then go from there. Now, dwelling on the facts, and I don't dwell on the facts. I don't say, oh, my bank account's so low, I'm never going to be able to do anything, and that's just all there is. No, that's not what I do. If my bank account got $5 in it and I wanted to have $500, then the first thing I do is, okay, it does have $5 in it. But then I start to tell myself, I have all of these tools at my disposal. I need to take a deep breath sometimes, and I need to sit. Sometimes I need to meditate. Sometimes I, you know, just think on what it is that I really want. What do I see in my future? If I see that $500, I take out my pen and my paper, and I start to write. I tell myself, here's where I am now. Maybe this is what I need to do today. This is my goal for this week. Maybe my goal for this week is to save $10. It might not seem like a lot. $10 compared to $500, you ain't never going to get there. But it's a stepping stone. And I'm trusting that if I stay true to me and if I stay true to my plan, I will eventually get there. You add $10 that week, you got $15. Maybe next week you can add $50. You just have to start the process. You have to start the steps. When you don't have a way to get somewhere, when you don't, when you're not in the home that you want to be in, when you're not living life the way you want to, the first thing you have to do is decide where do you want to be. Acknowledge where you are, and then come up with a plan to get there. But trust that you will, if you stay true to yourself, put in the hard work, and don't doubt yourself all the time. So there are going to be days when I have doubt. I already know that, but I bounce back from it. And some people might say, well, having doubt is not being positive. I have doubt is because I usually believe that I have doubt because I want it so bad that I'm terrified that I'm not going to get there. But then I tell myself, yes, you are. You're going to get there because you have this foolproof plan of working hard to get to it. Now, I don't know if that works for everybody, but I know that has been working for me, is when I realize what I am going through and where I want to get to, and I make the plan to get there.
That is awesome, awesome, awesome. That's great food for thought. And one more thing that I want to add is you also, because we all get to the point where things get so hard and so tough on us that we need a strong circle around us. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't care how positive, prayer, meditation, I don't care who you are, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. You just can't see your way through it. You're having a moment. I call it a pity party. I'm sure other people do too. But I allow myself to have a pity party for one day. For one day, I can cry, I can soak, I can say, woe is me, I can put the covers over my face, I can do all that. But then next day, I promise I'm going to get back up. I promise you I'm going to get back up. But on them days when I have that pity party and I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, I have talked about clearing your space. We talked about rearranging your friends and how some friends fall off and, you know, some people you outgrow. But what we didn't talk about is for every person that is taken away from you, I'm telling you, it feels like two or three more replaced. So when you shed those people that aren't in the same place as you are any longer and you just feel like you don't relate the same way, trust and believe someone will come along to hold you up again. You don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel like, oh, I'm on this positive thing, so I can't talk to nobody. There's a lot of positive things out here, but you don't hear about it. You don't hear about it as often. In the last 2 or 3 years, I guess I'm just a new modern-day hit. But I tell you, as a business owner, as a mother, I say single mother lightly because I have a great co-parenting relationship. But as a primary parent, I should say. As someone who has stuff that they're healing and working on their own, you know, just to be a better person, there are times where I'm just like, I don't know what you want me to do, Lord. I'm just tired. I mean, come on now. Again, I need to knock me back down. But when I feel like I fall back down, if I feel like I'm weak and it's to the point where I need certain support, I have a circle of friends who say, come on now. Come on now. You know you can do this. It's okay to cry, but know your strength. Know who you are. Know you're in, and you need those feelings. So what I'm going to do, Zach, we're going to end this show soon. But you know what? I'm feeling convicted, and I'm going to give a public conviction. I'm going to just say it publicly. We have this awesome commercial about the Family Healing Circle because we are growing and we're expanding. And I wasn't going to play it, y'all. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to tell y'all about the Family Healing Circle. Because what I was told is that it says total empowerment, the woman's radio. Now, how many male callers we had? Well, we only had one male caller. Nevertheless, total empowerment is for everyone. We, as individuals, as society, the unit, we need to grow together with no division. So my goal and my mission for total empowerment is that we be one as a unit, that we have male callers calling to give a male perspective, that we have females that can say, you know what, I've been there, I've done it. We had Robin who shared her transparent, horrific story of how she made it over. You know, and her story didn't just touch females. Her story touched men, too. But I do want to say, because this radio station are changing, we're changing lives because we're working on ourselves as we're doing it. I don't say I'm a healer, and that's not me. I'm trying to be a better person. For anyone that knows me, know that my goal as Angela is to be the best Angela that I can be. I make mistakes, learning. I'm still trying to figure some stuff out. But at the end of the day, my intentions are genuine. Because I just want to give you all I got. I want to give you what I have with love. And at the end of the day, I want to be the best me that I can be. So in being the best me that I can be, total empowerment is for all. We want to be empowered as a community. I'm going to play this commercial, Zach, and then you and I are going to come out and close on the other side. And I'll tell everybody what we're doing on the other side when we come back.
All right.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
vodka isn't near, do you feel like you need a glass of wine now with that commercial?
You know, some wine, a little grapes, a little strawberry.
Girl, I'm ready to put my feet up. Ooh, that music was just had me down here just rocking. Well, you guys hear everything that we have going on at the Family Healing Circle. We are truly growing. It is an honor to be able to come and just speak my mind, to be honest, just to speak my mind first Thursday of every month here on Total Empowerment. Zaka, we had a great show today. I thank you for being my co-host. I want to close the show by talking about affirmations.
Okay.
Me personally, affirmations have been something that I've been doing for many, many years. Vision boards and affirmations. But affirmations, I mean, wow, I think I started saying affirmations to myself back in middle school, if not before then. And for my daughter, I had her doing them at age 8. For those of you who don't know what an affirmation is, this is my definition. It's not a textbook definition. So if I say something incorrectly, forgive me. But this is my definition. Affirmation is when you take the time out to say whether it's a short slogan, whether it's a short phrase, it's a combination of words that you say to yourself to empower, inspire, motivate, to maintain, and you affirm something. Okay? So for me, the one that I've been saying since middle school, I don't know how I came up with this at a young age, but I literally have been saying this since probably my daughter's age then, was great health, or is great health, much wealth, longevity. For me, that's what I would look at, and that's what I would wish for myself. Great health, much wealth, longevity. Now, I say it so much so, y'all, to the point where I could see a dog coming down the street, a Rottweiler or something coming down the street, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, great health, much wealth, longevity. So I try to apply it to my everyday life. Another one that I say is all of my needs are abundantly met, all of my desires are truly granted. Every morning we would stand in front of the mirror and she would say, I'm beautiful, both inside and out. You know, and I wanted her to know from her early age that beauty started from the inside. Yeah, you're cute. But if you have a nasty attitude, young lady, you're just as nasty looking. So for me at age too, I would have her say, you know, I'm beautiful, beauty inside and out, in whatever way she articulated at that age. So, Erica, do you have any affirmations that you say to yourself, or if you don't, can you think of one that you're going to start saying?
One that I say, not only say to myself, but I say to my daughter every day is peace and blessings. It's just every day I want to experience peace and feel blessed, you know, and every way that I can think of, whether being blessed and, you know, every day that you wake, being blessed to be able to have a career that I love, being blessed and being able to spend the days with my daughter, every way I can think of, I have peace and I have blessings. And that is a great affirmation to say to myself every day.
Wonderful. And I also have over top of my bed, what I did was put it's a whole sheet of affirmations, a whole page of them, and I actually had a tape to myself. So when I wake up, if I'm laying on my back and I wake up, my day starts with reading those affirmations in front of me. So between quotes and affirmations and quiet time and positive, so I know a lot of you call it political junkies. I used to be one. I'm not as much as I was. But for you political junkies, I know it's hard to turn the news off at this time. It's game time right now, you know? So I just say, just know that what you see all the time on television does not have to be your reality. Now, I'm not saying to lack wisdom. I'm not saying to lack common sense and to be smart. Yeah, I don't make bank deposits 11 o'clock at night by getting out my car and walking up to the machine. Come on now. I'm smarter than that. You know, it's certain things to things ignore your surroundings. But what I am saying is create the surroundings you want by inviting more of the surroundings. So, I mean, there are a lot of ways to start with recognizing the power of your words and your thoughts. start with just noticing first, am I saying what I want to happen or what I don't want to happen? Start with that. That's all I say today. I challenge you. Start with that. Start recognizing, are you saying what you want to happen? I hope it don't bounce. Come on, now. Left side. What is this chuckling about? And I hope it's clear. Let's just say that. I hope it's clear. You know, I understand, y'all. I'm not saying that we're not in the time of, you know, some people are having difficulties. I'm not saying that, you know, the surplus of finances is not for everyone. But what I'm saying is it can change and it will change once you change. I'm going to end it right there. I think that's good enough to end the show on. Z, what you think?
I think it's a wonderful way.
Z, I have enjoyed you as my co-host tonight. We have got to do this again. Thank you so much. And if you can share with people how they can reach out to you and what.
Again, I'm Zerika. I am the spa manager of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. I am a licensed cosmetologist. I do specialize in helping people transition with their natural hair, whether they're going from relaxer to natural, or even if they're already natural but don't know how to style it, take care of it. I promote healthy hair, promote healthy coloring of the hair. Yes, you are still natural with coloring. That is my belief. I also do nail care. We have a wonderful nail team. We have a wonderful team, period, and skin care, massage therapy, hair loss, and hair care. We are just wonderful. And you can reach me at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, 519 North Charles Street in Mount Vernon of Baltimore, 412-251-2129. That is my number. You can call me directly or at the spa at 410-483-9355. Thank you guys for listening tonight.
That was 412-251-2129. One of the things my mentor, Donnie Glover, that's right, I said mentor, Donnie. I don't know what you think I am, but you have mentored me in so many ways. I publicly say thank you, thank you, thank you. Even when he doesn't know he's helping, he's helping. So, yeah, one of the things my mentor has shown me is that, has taught me is that you have to say your number slow because people can't always get to write it down that quick. So, Zerika.
All right. It's 412-251-2129.
All right, you done made Donnie Glover proud now, Donnie. I hope you listen to this show. Always give it a shout out.
Yes, because he's not coming after me.
Y'all got to check out his book. It's Unapologetically Black, and you will learn a lot in that book. So, yes, definitely check out that book. You have been listening to Total Empowerment Talk Radio, where beauty is enhanced both inside and out. I am Angela Harvey saying love yourself, let go and let God, and please stay out of your own way. Life is good, y'all. Take care and have fun creating the life you desire. Now rock it out with Lettucy, y'all. Have a great week.
Got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile. Same Lettucy, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.
Oh, come on, everyone. Let me hear you clap now if this is your drum.